Welcome to day 62. We are up to Peraches Mishnah Vav. Now, we learned yesterday that when it comes to Maaser Ani, the tithe that we give to the poor in the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, one cannot give less than the amount of two meals worth. That is the minimum shear for Maaser Ani. So it says our Mishnah, Mi dezu amura v'kohanim b'levim v'yisraelim. That is true for everyone, for a Kohen, for a Levi in Israel. So the general explanation, that which the Bartanura says, is that we're talking about if the farmer, the one who's distributing it, is a Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, everyone has to give at least that minimum shear of two meals. Why would we think otherwise? Well, perhaps the Kohen is a recipient of different tithes, of Truma, right? And the Levi is a recipient of Maaser. And in fact, the Levi can even be a recipient of Maaser Ani. The Levi was often poor. They didn't have their own land. So oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes they were considered poor and therefore they would be part of Maaser Ani. So since they usually are the recipients, maybe we would think that they do not have to give, and certainly maybe not that same shear. Says our Mishnah, no, they have to give the regular shear two meals worth. The other explanation is that no, we're talking about the recipient. Whether the recipient is a Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, they are entitled to at least two meals worth. Again, why would we think otherwise? Well, you might think that because they are the recipients of other tithes as well, the same concept as the first explanation. Because a Kohen receives Truma, because a Levi receives Maaser, we'd think that maybe they wouldn't be entitled to another type of shear. And the answer is no, they're entitled to it and they're entitled to that minimum shear. Hayam Matzil, imagine a person has Maaser and they want to save it. They have someone they know, a friend, a relative, they want to save that who's poor, and they want to save the Maaser Ani for those for that person. So says the Mishnah, you can, but to a limit. No tel mechza, then no say mechza. You can separate a half for your friend or for a relative, the person you want to give it to, and then you can also give, then you give the other half to the people who are actually there waiting by the threshing floor for the Maaser Ani. So you can choose to give at least half to someone you know and save it, but half needs to be given to the people in front of you. Haya lo davar muad. Imagine you do split the Maaser, and then you realize that, wait a second, now I don't have, each half is actually not enough to have the minimum shear to give to someone, right? It doesn't have two meals worth. So what do you do? No sein lifneim v'hein mechalkim aneihem. You leave it in front of the aniim and you let them distribute it amongst themselves. Because the halacha is that when you're giving Maaser Ani, you cannot give less than two meals worth. And therefore, you don't want to violate that. Instead, you just put it in front of them and then they distribute it amongst themselves. It's not, you did your job, you gave the Maaser Ani, but you didn't actually have to give the minimum to shearim because you didn't give to any one person. That is Mishnah Vav. Now we're going to do Mishnah Zayin, which is going to transition from Maaser Ani to tzedakah in general. Says Mishnah Zayin, Ein pochas in the ani ha'over b'makom l'makom. If there's a poor person who's traveling from place to place, we don't give less mikikar befundion ba'arbas in besela. We don't give less than a loaf of bread. There are a lot of measurements here. A loaf of bread that is a pundion, that is from when there are arba se'in besela, meaning four sa'as of flour that cost a sela. That's it. That's to say that if that's the price of flour, then one kikar that you can buy for a pundion would be enough bread for two meals. That's the basic calculation, right? A loaf of bread that is big enough that can sustain you for two meals. We know that in general, as we said, tzedakah is two meals worth. Even regular tzedakah, not just Maaser Ani, should be two meals worth. And therefore, if someone's passing through the town, you give them a loaf that can at least sustain them for two meals. Lan, if a person is staying in that town, if a poor person is staying in that time for the night, nosan lo parnasas lina, you give them anything they need for the night, a pillow, a blanket, whatever they need to be comfortable that night. Shavas, nosan la mazon shalosh seudos. If someone is staying for Shabbos, so then you have to give them not just two meals worth, but three meals worth, because we know there are three meals on Shabbos. There's the Friday night meal, the Shabbos day meal, and then there's a seudash tashit shalosh seudos. Okay. Mishi yesh lo mazon shtei seudos lo yitol min atam choy. So now we're going to learn there are two different types of collection plates, or two different types of distribution of tzedakah money in a city. One is the tamchoi. The tamchoi was constantly stocked with food for those who are traveling, aniyim who are traveling. We're going to see the second one as well, the kupa. The kupa was something that had funds or food that was enough for a resident of the city to take for an entire week of food. So again, the tamchoi was for travelers to take at least for two meals worth for a day. And the kupa was for the residents of the city to take for an entire week. So says our Mishnah, if there's a poor person who's a visitor and already has enough for two meals worth, one should not take from the tamchoi. The tamchoi is only for people who don't have two meals worth who are traveling through. A kupa, remember, was for the residents. They needed an entire week's worth. So again, if there are two meals for every day, so then if a person has enough for 14 meals worth, that's a full week of meals, then a person should not take from the kupa, which is meant to provide for the entire week. There is just a side point here. If it's an entire week, we just said that Shabbos needs three meals, so it really should be 15 meals, not 14 meals. So the Mefarshim point out that if a person eats shalshut is close enough to the end of Shabbos, that can actually sustain him that night as well. It almost accomplishes the night mitzvah, the meal for Saturday night, and therefore it really does sustain for the entire week. You can still do three meals on Shabbos and still get the accomplish the full, one of those meals can count for two. The shalshut can count for both Shabbos afternoon and really the meal for Saturday night. The hakupa nigbeis b'shnayim u'mischalekes b'shlosha. The kupa, which is what we just discussed, that's the collection plate that would distribute funds to the aniyei ha'ir, the people who are the poor who are residents of the city, enough for a week's worth. That the money would be collected. Where did that money come from? It was actually a tax. Everyone in the city who could afford it would actually contribute to the kupa. It's quite a beautiful practice. And in that process, there would be collectors of that money that would then bring it to the tzedakah. So those collectors needed to be at least two people. That's what we learned. That when it comes to collection of funds in a position of power, so to say, we don't have one person do it. We have at least two people do it together, and they would collect that. And then mischalekes, it would be distributed by three. Because since it's a monetary issue, we know in Sanhedrin, at the very beginning of Sanhedrin, we know that monetary issues were always judged with three judges. And therefore, this is considered a monetary case, so it would always be distributed with at least three people. That is Mishnah Zayin. We'll continue with Mishnah Ches tomorrow.